Yeah, what's up, people? So this is actually my first episode, and I'm kind of new to this podcast, but you guys just accept me the way I am. The time, I believe I would get better. So I promise not to keep your time, because I believe you have other things to do, so it should be short and fun, trust me. So something happened when I was coming back from work on Friday, and I thought to share the experience with you guys. So for those of us that buy stuff in the bus, in our commercial bus, I don't have an issue with you buying stuff, but please, if you are buying stuff from these vendors, stop making me feel like running and chasing after you is part of the product they are selling to you. So this man was sitting in front of me and he wanted to buy a walnut, and he called the woman. She brought out the walnut, okay, sell 200 naira. She put the walnut in the nylon and handed it over. And it's time for you to be. While the woman was preparing all this, I believe you should have brought out your money and everything. So you made sure you collected the walnut, and then you now started searching your pocket for money. I'm like, really, man, you should have brought out this money. And the lady now had start chasing after him. Like, in my mind, I'm like, should I just punch this man? Because it's pretty annoying that you make them go through that sort of stress just because they are trying to earn some cash for themselves, and you're forgotten that these people are actually human beings too, and they probably have children or a family to take care of at home, and you just stress them because of the 200 naira walnut you wanted to buy. And like, that happened the first time. The second time, I wanted to buy a bottle of water, and the same thing happened again. I'm like, okay, even if you have to buy anything from in the bus, you should at least hold your money before calling the person, so that immediately the person sells to you, you just pay your money and you don't have to stress the person or anything. It's just, I feel like it's just annoying. Like, it's simple. Like, if you have someone like that, either your mom or your dad or someone like that, I'm sorry if this sounds offensive, but would you like people to treat them the way you are treating these vendors outside? You should always remember that people are human beings too, and they are also some people's parents and all. So I'm implying and begging you all that if you have to buy anything from a commercial bus or from your bus or from your own car or anything, you should please consider the fact that these people are human beings too, and they are people's parents and loved ones too. So please try it as much as possible not to stress them. I know that some vendors too can be, because I believe in this Lagos, nobody trusts anybody. To be honest, I don't trust anybody, I don't trust myself. But then it should be an exchange. If you are buying something, you should be ready to pay. You should be ready to pay your money immediately without stressing the person. So it's a simple buying and selling technique. So, and I believe it doesn't have to require the person on, because I feel like Lagosians already made. Well, it made it an habit, like it's part of their job, it's their responsibility to chase after you for their money. After rendering their own services to you, it's your time to pay, and you have to stress the person. It just doesn't really make anything. So I'm imploring to you guys, please stop stressing these vendors. They are people's parents too. And thank you, and that's all for today. So it's actually my first episode. I said that earlier, so you guys should rate me. Did I try? Okay, so thank you for listening, and please subscribe. I love you guys. Drop your comments, and you can follow me on Instagram. So @IamFreshBounce on Instagram. Peace.